Hey everyone, welcome to the first episode of the Free Your Mind podcast. It is a podcast geared towards overcoming negative self-talk. I am Allison Kingsland, the creator of the Free Your Mind podcast, leader of the Fuel Your Body, Free Your Mind free Facebook community, and the founder of Allison Kingsland Health and Fitness. I'm glad everyone's here. I would love to hear some of your feedback in the comments at the end of the podcast, and please feel free to share this with anyone you think this might resonate with. So, in my first episode of Overcoming Negative Self-Talk, I want to talk about ego. And this is something that I feel very passionate about because I'll give you a little background on myself first. So, I am a former teacher. I taught in a local community, in a local school district for about 11 years total. It was 3 years in middle school for secondary education, math, and then I taught for about 8 years in special education, mathematics, in a high school. Loved math. I loved math growing up. It was my favorite subject. I really, really enjoyed it a lot. And I really wanted to spread that joy with other people, in addition to wanting to feel like I was making an impact. What wound up happening was, especially as after becoming a parent, it got a little more tricky. Back in 2012, my oldest was born, and I still love teaching. I always saw myself as being a career mom, and so I wound up still continuing to teach after that. I ran into some bumps along the road. They were with both teaching on a federal and a local scale, as well as within the school that I was teaching. And I took a lot of these bumps in the road personally. I felt like my life was somehow working against me. I felt like I was losing control. I had one really bad year. At the end of that year, my husband and I decided to try for a second baby and got exactly what we wanted. We were very, very blessed to do two very healthy babies within the span of, 3.5 years. We really loved both of our girls very much, but my teaching career was on a steady decline in terms of the difficulty, and I was just way too absorbed in my own suffering to realize that the problem wasn't just teaching, because teaching is definitely a hard profession. I still have a mad respect for my teachers. I'm still, in my heart, a teacher. I don't know that I'd ever go back to it, but I really, really enjoyed it. And one thing I want people to realize is that this is not me bashing teachers at all. I know so many good teachers, and if anything, that was my personal problem, was I looked around me and I saw a lot of really good teachers. I saw a lot of teachers who, would have students come back to visit them and talk about how much they inspired them and how much they loved them, and slowly they started to chip away at my ego as well. I got stuck in the comparison downward spiral in addition to all the events that were going on around me. I saw colleagues leaving year after year, leaving holes in our staff that could not be filled fast enough with the amount of teachers who were leaving. And this was a district-wide problem. And I know there are some districts where this is already a problem as well, where there's a teacher shortage and all that stuff. So it's nothing new, really. But it's hard to see when you have friends that you see like leaving for better pay, better hours, that kind of thing. In the midst of having, raising two kids, I feel like when you get to two kids, it just starts to get a little bit harder. Not that it isn't hard enough already having one kid. But anyway, so I took a lot of this very personally and really took a lot of hits to my ego, because on top of all of the stress I was under, I was layering this guilt on top. I kept thinking, my kids deserve better. My kids, I only get to see them for a couple hours a day, which I could justify in my mind if I still really enjoyed my job, but it was slowly becoming something that was not enjoyable for me anymore. It went from being a calling to being like a career, something I could see myself working in for a long time, but not really being super passionate about anymore, to being like just a day job, something I had to get through. And, my last couple years were really like alternating between good days, or not good days, bad days, and then okay days. And so that's where I really started to stumble. I couldn't remember having a really good day where I felt like it was a slam dunk. I had a whole bunch of wins, because even when I felt like I was winning, I was losing, because there was always something else to, put a bug in my wine or something like that, right? So my final year, I wound up, I was ready to quit in September. It was September 2016. I was ready to quit. I wound up signing up for this amazing program. It was a combination of yoga and Pilates. I loved it. I was able to do it every day from my home. I got my nutrition in alignment. I signed up with this amazing company that makes these really good shakes and produces some really awesome workouts. And I told myself, you know, if it still sucks after I'm taking care of myself, then I'm going to quit because there's nothing else I can do. If I'm taking care of myself now and I still feel really unhappy, then this just isn't meant to be. And that's what wound up happening. By December, I had put in my letter of resignation, declaration of intent form saying that I was going to resign from teaching altogether. I couldn't bring myself to, you know, apply for another job, go somewhere else, go to a different school, go to a different district, come up with a whole new resume. I wanted at least some downtime to spend time at home with my kids and kind of regroup. But the problem is I carried a lot of the baggage I had with teaching along with me. And it was pretty, what's the word? Humbling. It was pretty humbling because, you know, when we make life changes, we expect these life changes to make us happy, right? We say, you know, if we get that job or we get this car or we get this house or we marry this one person or, you know, if we quit this job and leave this job for this other job, then we're totally going to be much happier when we get there. It's that whole grass is greener mentality. But the thing is, we still carry the baggage from all the other things that we've suffered through. You know, all the if we've suffered through abuse or trauma, or a bad job situation like I did, or situational anxiety, or just long-term anxiety and depression, postpartum anxiety, that kind of stuff. There's all kinds of different situations and disabilities and disorders that just impact us in different ways. And no matter what you do to change your situation, those things will always follow you. And so that's what happened with me. And so I, you know, I couldn't figure out why I couldn't launch my business with this company that had basically helped me, you know, get on track with my exercise and my nutrition. I couldn't figure it out. Year to year, I kept like hitting walls. You know, I knew that I wanted to make an empire out of this business, but I just couldn't get there. It was so frustrating. Like I just kept hitting these walls and walls and walls, and I couldn't figure out like, I want this. I want these big goals. Why can't I get there? So this time last year, I hooked up with a life coach, and it's a longer story than that, but that's a story for another day. And he helped me work through a lot of things that I totally enjoy. Like, I totally am glad that I worked through. It was one of those things where it could have taken me a lifetime to work through the baggage that I had accumulated over the years. And he helped me, you know, appreciate my marriage better. He helped me appreciate, you know, the things that were all around me, all the blessings that I had, you know, my kids and my immediate family and my in-laws and my friends and, you know, all that stuff. And basically, over the past year, I've been doing a lot of work on myself. And I realized that, you know, what was holding me back was that I kept thinking I could only do one thing at a time. You know, I could go for my, you know, my degree in teaching, and then I'm going to be a teacher, then I'm going to get a master's in being a teacher, and then I, like, pigeonhole myself into this, like, one little niche, and then there's nothing else to diversify what I'm doing. I don't have any other interests that I'm pursuing, whether it's creative or financial or, you know, whatever. You know, I have my family and my friends, but, you know, in order to grow, we have to have creative outlets. And so the reason for this podcast, really, and the reason why I'm talking about ego today is because it's the ego that tells us that we only can do one thing at a time. Now, granted, there's a lot of research out there that says multitasking is a myth. You know, we can only do so much to, it's task switching, really. It's being able to go from one task to another efficiently and get it all done. And so, but it's important for us to have these creative outlets. And so that's why I'm doing this podcast, because I really think that I enjoy sharing my story. I enjoy being vulnerable and seeing if I can relate to other people. And that's where we kind of phase out the ego, is by thinking of our blessings, thinking of what we're grateful for, thinking of what we can contribute. And then so instead of thinking, oh, I need to be less arrogant or less egotistical or less self-centered, we think of, like, well, what can we add to our lives in order to not need that ego anymore? Because the ego is always going to be there. We can't just sit there and say, oh, I hate my ego. I can't stand that thing. It's because that's still the thinking in our mind. And so basically, what I'm trying to say is, like, the gratitude and the appreciation for the things that I already had has helped me overcome that ego and come to the realization that in order to phase out that voice in my head that's constantly talking and telling me I can't, or telling me I have to slow down, or telling me that I can only do one thing at a time, I have to just pour my creativity into whatever I can, right? I have to find new and amazing ways to relate to people and reach out to people. And, you know, it goes far, so far beyond finances and making money. It goes beyond, like, what kind of impact do we really want to have? Because at the end of the day, pieces of paper, you know, like dollar bills or whatever, aren't going to define how we lived our life, right? You know, you can be rich and be angry and frustrated and completely depressed and whatever, or you can be completely poor but feel like you lived the most enriching life ever, right? And then there's all the people in the middle. You can be wealthy and be happy as well, and you can be poor and unhappy, obviously. And so, but my goal is, you know, not just to accumulate wealth in terms of finances, but to accumulate wealth in terms of being able to share my knowledge with other people and help people feel like they're less alone. Because that's where I started. I started in a place of isolation, feeling like I was very alone, feeling like no one understood what I was going through. And I convinced myself that no one knew what I was going through. But the thing is, that kind of stuff, it's like, you're either egocentric in that you're very arrogant and you think you're the best at everything, or you're egocentric in that you think you are the best at being the worst. And so I thought I was the best at being the worst teacher or the most average teacher. You know, like, there was no in between for me. It's like, no one can understand because I'm terrible at my job and I'm not going to let anyone convince me otherwise. So I hope this was helpful for some of you. I'd love to hear your feedback. You can find me on Facebook, Allison Kingsland. I have a public profile as well as a profile page for my business, Allison Kingsland Health and Fitness. You can find me on Instagram at allison.kingsland. And I will talk to you all soon. Thank you for tuning in. Have a great night, guys.